Welcome to season 5 of Swiss Impact with Benedict. I'm Sveta.
And I am Ben. The topic of season 5 is impactful investments. How can you make a difference with your capital?
Our guests, who are managing impact investment funds, business owners, thought leaders, will empower you to invest with impact.
In this season, we will showcase various impact investment funds who are contributing to SDGs, better known as Sustainable Development Goals, as defined by the United Nations.
There is no excuse. Shift your capital to create positive change in our world. Your children will be happier, you will feel fulfilled, and make money.
We will broadcast every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Central European Time, here on Swiss Impact with Banerjee. You get more when you give back.
So always invest with impact.
Good morning, afternoon and evening to everyone. Even from our friends in Japan, I have no idea how late it is and you're still watching us, but thank you for watching us.
Welcome back to our season 3 and season 5, episode 3, dedicated to impactful investment opportunities. And it was so amazing to hear of the immense positive response to our TV show of 2 weeks ago, received from the investment and partnership world, with people reaching out asking to cooperate and very interested to invest in the business presented on our TV show. All our viewers who contacted us or the guests of ours of 2 weeks ago with the wish to engage as partner and investor, thank you and for your true effort, right, and to make the world a better place. Thank you very much, especially for putting your money where your mouth is.
Thank you. And for all those who missed the program or would like to see it, you can always go on YouTube/YouSwissImpact and find the program. I think it was called First Step Towards Zero Emission.
Net Zero Emission.
It's about a company, Bridgeway Team from Texas. And please keep watching our program and share it with your friends and family who are interested to learn or invest into our projects and businesses, which we are showing from impact and sustainable sector.
And as a reminder, you can watch us not only on YouTube, social media like LinkedIn, Facebook, but also you can listen to us on Spotify, for example. Ben, I'd like to share with our viewers what we experienced last week. We were in Rome and we attended the B Corp Leaders Summit in Rome with nearly 700 CEOs from B Corp companies from all over the world. And yeah, our little son, actually, who is 2 years old, also was there and definitely the youngest participant.
I'm quite sure of that. I didn't see any other kids there.
We met a lot of inspiring people, businesses, and it was amazing. So, Ben, what's your story for today?
So what I wanted to say and what we noticed when we went to Rome, did you notice there?
What?
That both of us, in fact, including our son, we all came back coughing with itchy throats, which, by the way, we still haven't. That's why we have so much water today to drink. So,
but it's so very true, right? And that is why I'm talking, taking lots of water when I was teaching at the university today. Yeah. So why is that?
So the reason we got the sore throat, that in Rome, the temperature was all the time going 35 to 18, 35 to 18, 38 to 18. Why? Because everybody has an air conditioner on. So you go into the hotel, you go into the conference, you go into the taxi, wherever you go, it's always air conditioner on. And in most cases, you can't even switch it off. And of course, that makes you get sick.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the reasons. I'm sure there are other reasons, but this is definitely
exactly. And we were doing that
reason. And I'm sure Rome is not the only city.
Exactly. And we were doing that for 16 days. But then we had the amazing, amazing opportunity to visit the summer house of the Pope, where, by the way, nobody is allowed in. Even the heads of countries I'm not sure if they can go in. But then this house, by the way, is more than 600 years old. It was so cool. comfortable and amazing. And most amazing, there was no air conditioner anywhere there.
Yeah, people knew how to build houses before, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So that means hundreds of years ago in Rome, they could build houses which were cold and or cool inside during summer months without using air conditioners. So doesn't it sound ridiculous that today we are all cooling our houses down by emitting immense amount of carbon dioxide, which in fact is the same gas which is creating the summer to get hotter and hotter? Which brings me back to my eternal question. Have we humans really evolved?
I'm not going to answer that. Let's ask our guest. Well, thank you for this storytelling. Now I'm delighted to invite two amazing entrepreneurs, Bart and Philip, co-founders of Choice TV. Welcome to our studio. Where are you guys? Are you here with us?
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Bart. Hi, Philip.
Hi, welcome. Welcome. Where are you?
Hi.
We can't see your backgrounds. It's blurred. So where are you right now?
I'm in Belgium.
I'm currently in Spain.
Mm. Okay. And where in Belgium, where in Spain?
I'm in Leuven, which is the main university city in Belgium, yeah. And also famous for Stella Artois, which is the best beer in the world.
Okay, we will have a discussion about this the next time. In Netherlands, we have different opinion, but anyway.
Great. Guys, before we start, I'd like to introduce you to our audience. Not everyone yet knows Choice TV. So Bart, let's start with you. You are an entrepreneur, co-founder, CEO, and board member of Choice TV. But of course, it's not the only thing you do. You have co-founded a couple of other companies like Metris, an international tech company, which was listed at New York Stock Exchange in Brussels, and which you subsequently sold to Nikon Japan. Wow, amazing achievement. You have a master's degree in engineering and have authored a book named Good Money, How Complementary Currency Can Save Us from the Current Crisis. We will talk more about that. Very interesting, if something can save us at all. And now with you, Philip, you are also having engineering master's degree, and colleagues of Bart at Metris, you were a colleague with him. After Metris, you co-founded Right Brain, and since 2020, you're co-founder and board member of Choice TV. So great to have you with us, guys. We are really looking forward to hear more about the Choice TV.
But I'd like to start with Bart. So before we start, can you please explain to me what on earth is complementary currency, which your book is based on? And then we would also like to know how your journey from engineering and philosophy led you to become a successful entrepreneur and author, which you are today.
Yes, let's start with the first question. If we understand money well, we understand that there are two main functions, the exchange of value in money and the store of value. This second function, the store of value, is failing in times of inflation, since money is losing value in times of inflation. So what good money, in fact, does, it consists of a certificate, which is a bucket of value stock, which is hedging inflation naturally, and it is a complementary currency. So it means it works in tandem with existing fiat currencies, such euro, dollar, RMB, and it comes in three flavors, blue, which is simply hedging the inflation, red, which is redistributing all return above inflation based on social neediness, and green, which is redistributing to future generations and the earth as a whole.
Wow. And then the second question.
So how I arrived venture, I indeed studied philosophy because philosophy is a bit more alpha, a bit more right brain than only engineering. Don't get me wrong, I do love engineering as well, but it's still a bit beta, a bit left brainish. So after doing Metris, a spin-off of the university in Leuven, I I created this company with the first impact, which is greener manufacturing. So reducing scrap by increasing quality, by doing a quality inspection in the mm-hmm. automotive industry. So we brought Metris public, and after a while, we sold it to Nikon in Japan, successful sales. And then 2 years ago, we started with this project, a choice, because if we would like to do a project like Good Money, we need powerful, inspirational technology. And the technology we made with a choice is based on virtual broadcast channels. And that is allowing brands to better communicate their vision and to inspire their stakeholders. So we understood that this is not only usable for Good Money, but also for brands, organizations, nonprofits, governments. And so we understood that we could become an impact amplifier, in fact, making the impact of other companies stronger by improving their communication. And that is how we arrived here. I guess the rest is history, still in the writing.
So before we go to question two, I just wanted, do I assume correctly that both of you did engineering in Leuven?
Correct.
See, you missed the best engineering university in the world. You missed Delft. I am from there. I did my engineering there long time back.
Philip, now please share with us your journey from mechanical engineering and then to choice. How did that happen?
Yeah, so I was also studying mechanical engineering, and Bart is a few years older. So when I was in my last year of studies, Bart was already an assistant professor, and he was founding Metris. And I was not only interested in mechanical engineering, but I was also interested in entrepreneurship. And that's, in fact, how we met, how we start talking. So then when I finished my studies, I joined his brandly new founded company. First in sales as a sales rep, then I did more and more regions as a sales manager, and then finally I became the COO, so the right hand of Bart. And when we sold the company to Nikon and we did a successful integration with them, we said, okay, let's do something else now with more impact. So that's why we founded this venture.
Amazing. Amazing. Now, before we dive into impact, let's be a bit philosophical here. Could you share with us your important lesson or most important lesson you have learned in life? Maybe starting with Bart.
So the most important lesson, let me think. Make the best of it. You only live once. Enjoy life. Give back to society and never stop contributing as long as you can.
That's wonderful. That's a very good one. Philip, what about you?
Yeah, I think it's very well said by Bart, so I couldn't agree more. Carpe diem, enjoy life, but also always in a respectful manner, of course. Yes, but carpe diem.
Yeah. Yeah, both are from Belgium. They know how to enjoy life much more than the people from Netherlands.
Well, I would think carpe diem is also catch the moment, right? To living in the moment.
Yeah. So you go ahead or I go ahead?
You can go ahead.
Okay, so we are now going to your TV, which is really very, very interesting. So why is TV content consumption so important to you? You can decide who of you want to reply to this.
Okay, I'll take that one. Well, a picture says much more than 1,000 words, that we know as an expression. And we can paraphrase this by saying a TV broadcast says so much more than any website. You know that for sure with your program. Yeah? So storytelling is in fact really done in moving pictures on a big screen. And that's what we believe in.
But by TV, do you mean, because nowadays nearly nobody watches TV anymore. By TV, I mean like Netherlands 1, Netherlands 2 channels. Or are you, when you are speaking of TV, you're speaking of smart TV?
No, it is true indeed that traditional TV was linear. Yeah, people watched with the entire family on prime time, on the big screen, were interrupted indeed with attractive commercials, which was the business model, in fact, of TV until some years ago. Yeah? Today, that has changed dramatically with smart TVs and second mobile screens. So people are watching more alone, more skipping advertising, advertisement. It's not exactly the same experience, and it's not the same business model. So we believe we can fix that broken business model and improve the experience for the consumer at the same time. Yes, I think we can that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in your opinion, what are the main constraints about traditional TV experience?
So as I said, maybe the main constraints today is that for the businesses, the brands or the organizations who want to communicate, they are never sure that they can be in front of the consumer. Yeah? And that is something we want to solve. And a main problem for consumers is that they can never know where exactly to find a certain show. Yeah, in the past it was easy. You just started at 8 o'clock, for example, main primetime news broadcast, and you followed it. Today it's much more difficult, for example, to find this program. We have to know where you need to find it, and that is something we can address with our venture as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Could you then tell us what is Choice Envy?
So Choice Envy is the company, in fact, the publicly quoted corporate vehicle of the Choice project. We have currently listed that company on Euronext Access. We are planning to uplist it to a higher segment, which is Euronext Growth. But we also have an operational company, which is a Swiss startup, Choice GmbH. So to a certain extent, you could say that we are both Swiss and Belgian at the same time.
Okay, and what is Choice Envy?
So
what is the story behind it?
Yeah, so the story of Choice is, in fact, that consumers are overwhelmed with a plethora of online streaming apps. They often don't know what to find where. And Choice is an overlay over all this available online content, which makes it easier to find your way around in the online television world. Yeah, it is based on social recommendations or playlists, which we also call virtual broadcast channels. So brands or nonprofits or governments have a difficulty to get their message across through this jungle of online information. Yeah? With Choice, they can use virtual channels to position on the big screen on prime time as if they would be owning their own cable network. That is much more powerful communicating and allows much better inspiring.
Mm-hmm. But Philip, how can Choice be used to inspire others?
Yeah, I think the best way is to start showing you what is Choice about. Like you said, pictures tell more than 1,000 words. So I will give you a little demonstration of the platform.
Please okay. Do that.
So Choice is a social media platform for TV and video. And it allows users to discover content that they really are interested in. Yes. And how does it work? So people or nonprofit organizations or brands, they can create their own TV channels or their own playlists. And they can then share that or they can promote it with the outside world. And that's the way how you can discover great content and you can start following great content. So here on the screen, you see, in fact, the three content universes that we have available in Choice. So the first one on the left here is the broadcast content universe. Yes. The second one is the online video universe. And the third one is your own personal universe. So let's first start with the broadcast universe. So I click on the broadcast universe here. Yeah. So what you then will see are different TV packages that you can subscribe to, like Ben explained, in the Netherlands, Netherlands 1, 2, 3, etc. So you have the Netherlands content. You also have the Belgian content. So let me show you the Belgian content. If I click on it, then it opens up and you see all the different channels in Belgium, the main channels. you can navigate through. And then if I click, for example, on channel one, then I have a very comprehensive interface of consuming television. So on the top, you see the program that is live now. And then if you go down, then you can access all the other programs that have been broadcasted earlier, yes? And then when you find an interesting program, like here, the daily cooking show, then you can also access the other episodes of that show by navigating left and right through the content. So it's a very easy way to discover the content, and it's not linear anymore. You can simply navigate through the content, select what you like, and start watching it.
Well, like this, you can spend the whole day only watching TV.
Yes, not only TV, but there is so much great content out there, but you don't find it. And Choice helps you to find, to discover the content in a lean back situation, the content that you truly like, yes? And what is also interesting is that you don't have to subscribe to a bundle of channels. You can also subscribe to individual channels. Huh? For example, here I show you the Stingray Classica. I click on that. And then I can subscribe only to this channel. Huh? So I don't have to pay a lot of money for all the channels that I'm not interested in. I only pay €1 or €2 a month for the channel that I like. Yes, and this is a classical music channel I subscribe to. It's again the same structure. And then when you click on it, you can, of course, play it live. Huh?
But I have two questions on this.
Yes.
One is that me as the audience, I remember the old times, we used to have advertisements all around. So
yes.
Products we like, products we don't like, we had all the advertisements.
Yeah.
Now, so for the go on.
For the traditional TV channels, we are not responsible for the content. Yes. So we bring the content as how they bring it to the public. Yes. But I totally agree with you that breaking up a movie with slots of 5 minutes with all kind of advertisement that you don't like, that is not useful anymore, or that doesn't work anymore today. Yeah. But on Choice, these brands like, for example, the do-it-yourself chain or other brands, they can, like Red Bull, they can create their own channels informing the public and also making advertisements. So people only go to their channel to watch it if they're really interested in that brand, yes? And if they're not interested in the brand, they are not hindered while watching the content that they like, a good movie, for example, because the movie is interrupted 5 times with a lot of publicity they don't like. Yeah.
But my second question will be that if I'm an advertiser and I sell pizza, but I want to advertise pizza on your TV, but you are watching mainly, say, for example, only football. You are interested only in football examples. So that would mean my advertisement will never reach you.
No, if you're interested in food, for example, and you like to have pizza, then typically there is a channel on the platform where you can discover all great pizza places, for example. Yes. So if I'm really interested in pizza, then I will find it. I will discover it. I will follow the local pizza channel, or I will follow a cooking channel, how to prepare my own pizza and things like that. So I only go to the content that I truly like. And I'm not getting advertisement for sushi if I only like pizza, for example.
Exactly. Okay.
Thank you. That sounds great. Thank you for demonstrating, Philip.
Yeah. What I was explaining here is that so you can subscribe for individual channels. Let's now have a look at the second universe. Yes. So this was the broadcast universe. The second universe, you see it on the globe on the bottom of the screen. That is the channel's online video content that you discover while surfing and while exploring. Yes. So if I go to my own personal environment here, you see all the channels that I have discovered that I like and that I follow. And for example, with COVID, I follow the COVID channel, the Corona channel, and the state informs people about the latest news. Yeah? So that's the first series that you see in the channel. So the latest news about...
Do people still watch that one?
Yeah. So still there are some measures left, like here. But if you like to review, for example, all the old press conferences, everything is stored there. So you have a very comprehensive overview of the whole pandemic, and you can still see the latest developments. Yes. For example, if you want to travel abroad, there is a special series about that. Do you still need to fill out of any form? Do you still need to wear a mask, etc.? That's all explained in this channel.
And are you saving this on your own server or on my phone where I'm watching your TV, or it is on the server of the original producer of the program?
Yes, so Choice is in fact a guide, and it allows you to link to content that is stored elsewhere. So you can make links to YouTube, you can make links to Netflix, or you can make links here to the government websites where you can find this information about COVID, you see?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me finish by the third universe, which is my personal universe. Yes. So if I click on the heart icon on the bottom, then I arrive in my personal universe. And here you see all the channels that I created myself and that I'm maintaining myself. Yes.
So for example, anyone can create a channel, is it correct?
Yes, it's very easy. I can show you later how to create a channel. It's very easy to do so. Yes. So everybody can create his own channels, and you can always decide to keep it private only for yourself. Or you can share it with a closed community, so only people who know the link can access your content. Or if you say this is content which is interested for everybody, then you can simply make it public and everybody can find your channels and can start following you.
And can I put, for example, on my article in the news or in LinkedIn that this is the film I watched, and put the link of your program and say, I highly recommend everybody to watch this program.
Yes, exactly. And perhaps you have more information about the program. Eh? The program is one thing, but perhaps you found other interesting information about that program. So you make a little series on the platform, and you can put in your LinkedIn, you can put the link to that specific channel on Choice. And if somebody clicks on it, then he arrives at your channel and he can watch it. But he can also start discovering other content, of course.
And what about if today evening I want to watch a film which I want to, can I rent or buy something?
Yes, you can search and it's connected with all the main video on demand platforms. So you can see if you are looking for a specific movie, you can see is it available on Netflix? Is it available on Prime? Is it available on Disney Plus? Can I stream it somewhere free of charge? Is it on television soon or have I recorded it? So it gives you a very good overview of where to find the right content.
How does then Choice differentiate from competitors, which you just named? Are they your competitors?
Yes. So, yeah, Bart.
Maybe I will answer that question, but finish your demo first, Philip. Then we have an overview and I can refer to it.
Yeah, just briefly. So if I go to my personal Opera channel, so like I explained, I like Opera. So... What I did was I made a channel with all the operas that I like. Yeah? For example, Don Giovanni or Tosca or Madame Butterfly. And like in the Don Giovanni, you can go left and right, navigate through the content again with Tosca. So this is all content which is free of charge or payable. And I put it all together in one comprehensive overview. If you look, for example, at the first series, the Carmen opera. So the first item, if I click on that, it's simply a free YouTube clip. Yes. So I start playing it, and I can watch it for free. The second item links to a payable service like the Medici TV, which is not so known, but it's great for operas and concerts. And people who follow my channel, they can discover this content. Yes, and on that platform, you have the complete operas in different settings. Yes.
We hear the opera right now. Wow.
This is cool.
And then the third item is even a film about Carmen. And not a lot of people are aware that there was also made a film about this opera. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people discovered the film because they follow my channel and they say, oh, there is a film about it. Yeah?
It's a musical. Wow.
And of course, you can also make a link to Spotify. So on the next item, I created a link to Spotify. And if you have a payable Spotify account, you can have an overview of all the performances of Carmen on Spotify. And then you can select it. You can start playing it on your home sound system. And then last but not least, I can show you how to change a channel. So you see, I go to the edit mode. I have this... matrix structure of the channels with the different series, and it's very easy to make a new item or like I show you here, you can drag and drop items from one place to the other, and you can simply create the channel. You can curate your own channel and make sure that it looks right. And when you're happy about it, you stop editing and you can start sharing it. Yes. So that's what it's about. Yeah.
And can you also differentiate between legal and illegal content? Because you're allowing also free program.
Yes, we have this takedown notice policy that all platforms, in fact, are obliged to have. And so you can simply indicate when certain content is not legal, it will be automatically taken down and a procedure will be started if you want to appeal that to, if you think it's a mistake that you can appeal. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go back to the question about competition. How do you differentiate yourself from your competitors?
Yes, indeed. Our main differentiator is that Choice is in fact an OS in their vertical content silos, which is naturally opening for us a horizontal space as a layer above all of them. For example, universal search is one of the difficult problems to solve in our industry. And even Google is not capable of searching in, for example, Netflix. Yeah? Choice can do that because we have this higher level of metadata, that layer, which is the total amount of user-defined playlists, and we can search in them. So that is our main differentiator is we allow all content to be accessible. We don't own the content, we refer to it.
How many users do you have currently?
So at this moment, we have about 25,000 users. That is mainly in Europe, but also already in other countries. So not just Europe. We have about more as 300 potential partnerships, partnerships in the making. So with content partners, also in Belgium and Netherlands, but also in the rest of the world, with content and brands, it's easier to make these partnerships international. And what is important to say as well is that we have more as 3,000 shareholders already, because we have attracted early adopter retail investors in an Euronext Access IPO.
Mm-hmm. And what are the costs of using the platform?
So the cost of using the platform, it's very simple. It is zero. So the cost for consumers and nonprofit organizations, at least, is zero, free of charge. But partners who make money on our platform, they pay a certain commission or a revenue share, if you will. And that's how we then earn money with the platform.
Right.
Okay, so I didn't understand. So why would or how would your partner make money on your platform?
For example, a content partner could be selling such a subscription to an opera broadcast subscription,
like
yeah, and then we would get a revenue share on that couple of euros that typically would be charged for such a subscription.
Mm-hmm. And what is your, to watch your program or to watch your Choice, do I have to have it an app on my phone or on the laptop, or is it also available on normal TV?
It is available on normal TV. It is available on laptop. It is available on mobile devices. It is, in fact, a website. Technologically, it is very simple. It's just accessing to a website. As long as you can access a website, you can access the product.
But how will my grandmother access the website on a TV?
So you can do that. If you, your grandmother should have a smart TV, of course. It's not in an old TV. Okay. That is not possible. But if you have a smart TV, or you have a Chromecast or an Apple Play, you can stream content from your telephone or your iPad onto your grandmother's television, if it is, of course, at least a quite recent one. It's not a television of 20 years ago. No?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what is your intended audience? And do you serve some underserved audiences, right? So I smell it that there is something that you're trying to impact here.
Yeah. So yes. I think the best way to explain that is also by showing you actually one of the TV channels, one of the channels on the platform. So you can see my screen, I think. And so you have, for example, in Belgium, you have the organization, non-profit organization, that represents all the choirs. So all the choirs in Belgium, in Flanders, there are about 1,000 choirs. Every choir has about 50 members. So it's a small community of about 50,000 people. And before there was on the national radio station, there was a program specifically for choir music, but there were not enough listeners at that moment to that show. So what did they do? They abandoned it and they left this choir community behind, in fact. Yes. So that's why this choir organization, this nonprofit organization, has decided to use Choice as a platform to interact with their choir members, but also, of course, to promote choir music in general to a broader audience, yes? So this is the channel that they have created on the platform. And you see it has the same structure as the other channels we show. So everything is organized nicely in series, yes? And you can easily follow that channel. You can navigate to that channel. And I show you some examples of series that are present. So like here, they have a series about tips and tricks for singers, and you can navigate left and right through these tips and tricks. Then you have for children, so singing with children. And then you also have these virtual choirs. During COVID, it was very famous because people could not be together physically. So they organized big choir moments all over the world with people logging into the computer, a bit like we are doing. And so people singing together. Yes. So this shows you how the underserved communities are used, are serviced, in fact, by the platform.
Mm-hmm. This brings you to two more questions. So since you are from Belgium, so I assume that most of your programs or everything is in the Dutch or French language. But yeah. I'm an English speaker, which I'm not. But say, for example, can I also watch your French or Dutch channel with English subtitle or something?
Yes, definitely. Without any doubt, our software is created in such a way that all languages are supportable. Today, we have indeed started, as you said, with Dutch, French, English, but soon we will also have German, we will have Portuguese, we will have Spanish language supported, but in principle, everything is supportable.
And we also have a research project going on with a little tech company that made automatic translations. So if a program is aired in Dutch, for example, they can capture it and they can immediately translate it into Portuguese, French, Arabic, whatever. Yes. So that will also soon be on the platform, and then you can watch everything, of course. Huh?
Wow, that's amazing. Then I'd like to address the big elephant in the room. How can Choice have an impact on society? What's your vision in that?
So we believe we can have an important impact, since corporations, non-profits, governmental organizations, they all need to inspire their stakeholders in order to have their impact. To have a real impact, you need to be able to inspire your stakeholders. And it is exactly that what Choice does. It helps them. Bringing these virtual channels as a much more powerful way of bringing your story to your community, to your stakeholders, and so what we are doing is in fact leveraging the impact of other initiatives, and we call ourselves an impact amplifier for that reason.
How many users do you plan to achieve in 5 years?
So in 5 years, we We have, in fact, a three-year plan which speaks about 5 million free users by the end of year three, with a stickiness of 25%, meaning every day 25% of those 5 million use the product and watch over the product. Of that 25, we would then again think about a quarter we would be able to monetize ourselves, and the rest we should be able to monetize indirectly over marketing partners.
Mm-hmm. And then another question would be then, since you've just mentioned that you are supporting the NGOs and the other organizations, but you know that in many countries, for example, they are not really welcome, like in China or Russia, can they censor that on your channel, or can they force you to censor it?
Yeah, so censorship is something which is imposed by indeed local governments, and we cannot do anything against that. We have to accept that, and we have to execute what the law is. There is nothing we can do to avoid that, and we ask our partners, our users, our stakeholders in general to understand that. Yeah, it is what it is. We cannot change that. We have to do that. Please understand that. It doesn't mean that we would abuse such policies for our own benefit, for our serving our own agenda. That we can promise we would not do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another question. Could you tell us a concrete example of how a brand can benefit from your platform if they want to promote their content?
Yeah. So again, the best way to explain that to you is by showing an actual example on the platform itself. So this is an example of a bookshop, a local bookshop, in fact. And they created a channel on the platform, and the platform is really ideally suited for books. You can use the structure of the channel very well to organize the books per genre. So if you go,
I'll just translate the title. It says "Saved by a Frog," by a tree frog.
Yes. Yeah. I come back to that one in a while. Yeah. So you see here the actual bookstore as a channel on the platform. For example, you see here all books about economics. Yes, and then you can navigate left and right and select the book you want. Then you have science as a theme. Then you have philosophy. And then coming back to the frog, yes. So if you're interested, or if a book catches your eye, like it did with you, Ben, then the normal way is to click on it and then have a lot of reading, what it's about, etc. But with Choice, it's like a video platform. Yeah? So you click on it, and then the author himself, he will explain to you what his book is about. Yes, and that's of course very much more telling than simply reading. Yes. And then you have this order button, and if you like the book, you can simply click on that. Then you're led to the page of the e-commerce page of the bookshop, where you can then select the book and you can order it. Yes, so that shows you how actually brands can benefit, because people now can users of the platform, they can include references to books that they like. And then if people follow their channel and they click on the book, they can immediately order it. They also get a discount because they found the book through us, and we also get a commission on the sale. So it's a win-win, both for the actual people who discover the book and order the book, they get a discount, and we get a discount because it's thanks to our platform that the books are sold, right?
So how then your innovative finance model work?
Yes, indeed. We have a particular model in that sense that very early on, we have done a crowdfunding with retail investors. Was at the time 5 million euros, very successfully closed. And immediately we have done an IPO on Euronext, a direct listing on Euronext Access, which is the startup segment, mainly focusing on retail investors. Now we are in the uplisting process to go to growth and raising another 5 million privately. This way of working, in fact, allows us to attract early adopters, consumers, and have them as investors, but also as ambassadors for the product. And as I mentioned, we already have more than 3,000 of those people. So that is quite exceptional for a young company.
When did you guys start? I mean, when did you go operational, fully operational?
Well, fully operational, just recently. We started the company 2 years ago, yes. Yeah. And the product, as you see it now, is now, like, let's say, 6 months old. But of course, it's continuously improving, yes.
Okay. And what is your group purchasing work?
Yes, the group purchasing. In fact, if you understand that any community is a group, so as a brand, if you want to communicate with communities, because that is the key thing what we do, we do community marketing. As a brand, you can provide e-vouchers, specific deals, discounts, and as a group, receiving and distributing this through your channel, you can also negotiate this type of deals. And so what you do is a group purchasing, which is then in a channel through e-vouchers brought to the community. And that is the specific model, a bit like Groupon, you could say. You could say that we are kind of Groupon, but you could also say that we are kind of Google, yeah, or a combination of both. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd like to talk more about impact. So how do you position yourself as contributor to sustainable development goals? What's your impact? Which SDGs do you support?
Yes. So we chose our impact consists of changing the way people communicate and therefore inspire. Yeah. So I explained that this makes choice an impact amplifier, leveraging the impact of our partners. And for example, our governmental partners, we help to achieve the UN Sustainable Development Goals, number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 10. To say what it is no poverty, zero hunger, good health and well-being, quality education, and reduced inequality. We can do that not directly by ourselves, but by leveraging the governmental effort available and working with the governments to enable empower their communication and inspiration tools.
Do you already have an SDG channel?
So we have the channel with the local communities. I don't know if we can show that now, Philip, if you have it here available. No, but we have already worked on such channels indeed. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Then we can join choice. And
that was the whole idea.
We have some channels about sustainability as well. And
And how do you plan to expand your market? Are you very strongly focusing on expanding?
So expanding our market, the main driver for expansion, as we have seen in the demonstration, is communities. That's our number one growth path. Yeah? For example, a do-it-yourself brand, which does a mailing to its installed base of users, is an enormous expansion of the installed base of our platform, and that across all geographies. So that's one first direction. A second direction is to organize local support organizations. So in those geographies where we are explicitly focusing on monetization, we need local people to support that. And so once we have established such a base, as finally as a third, we wouldn't exclude in the future to do acquisitions. We have with our team a strong track record on M&A transactions. We have done more as 20, 25 transactions in the past with our previous company. So these are the main tracks for growth in the future.
And what about challenges? I think it's not easy to establish such a channel and bring active users on that. So what is the main challenge of choice now and maybe in the future? How are you going to tackle it?
Yes. So the main channel is challenge is definitely internationalization, and I don't mean at the supply side. So finding content partners, marketing partners is straightforward and easily internationally doable. But I mean the support of the local consumer in all the different geographies. So we are planning to do that as part of business development in all countries where we plan monetization as such. Yeah? And so the use of proceeds of the funds we are raising is mainly focused onto internationalization and the main challenge being customer support in that.
Okay, and are you also relying on partners for the execution of your services?
Yes,
are you
yes.
Looking for more?
Yes, yeah. So without any doubt, yes, of course, partners. Without partners, we wouldn't exist. What we specifically are looking for are content partners. So people who own rights to content and want to distribute it over our platform. Marketing partners like brands, nonprofits, governmental organizations. Of course, the broader public as user, but also as investors in the service. And of course, society as a whole.
And this you mentioned a couple of times. So are you also looking for equity investors? So not
yes,
investors only for program, but also for equity.
Yes, we. So as I mentioned, we are preparing an uplisting, and so we are prepared to offer interesting conditions privately to potential investors who invest prior to that uplisting on or the next growth. So we are looking for about 5 million euros. And so we're welcoming family offices, pre-uplisting venture capitalists, pipe investors, institutionals. So these investors who are willing to make an impact, we are more than happy to go into a dialogue with.
Is it correct? You were saying you're looking for 5 million euros right now?
Correct. Yes, private raising of 5 million euros. Prior to the uplisting process.
And do you know, do you have a kind of timeline in your mind?
It is something we would like to achieve in the next coming months over summer, by the end of the summer, have collected the interest and closing probably in the last quarter of the year.
That makes sense. Absolutely. And how can our audience support you?
Join the platform.
Yes, indeed. Become an active stakeholder of choice. Participate in our project as an active user, a team member, a marketing partner, and an investor, and an ambassador, or everything. Yes.
And exactly, that was my question. Can a person be more? So can you say that
yes.
A community comes and says, for example, the opera community comes and says, we want to give our content on your platform. But we will also, each of our members will pay 5,000 euros or something like that as an equity.
Yes, of course. Yes. We can make this type of specific club deals and specific conditions. And so there's no real limitation to what possibilities are once we get into a discussion. Yes.
And how can people find you?
So they can simply find us over the platform, which is watchchoice.tv. So www.watchchoice.tv.
Okay. And there they can find also your personal contact details where they
yes.
can contact
yes.
you for
yeah,
questions
can.
On any of the matter. Oh, that's very good. We
yes.
should also put it on the system.
Guys,
okay.
The time is running. and I'd like to ask you, as a tradition, a call to action. For our global audience,
yes,
we expect from each of you. So whoever want to start.
And Philip, this time you're not going to say, I agree fully with that.
not exactly.
So
I will still say, well, I've said it, in fact, in my previous answer, join us, participate in our product project, become a stakeholder. Your choice makes a difference, makes an impact. Your choice shapes our future.
Thank you.
Short and concise.
Very powerful. I found it very powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Philip.
I would like to welcome all your members to create channels on the platform. We're very happy to help and to make a first channel together with those people. But they will soon figure out that it's very easy to use and very easy to maintain and very beneficial to have one or more channels on the platform. So I invite everybody to be present on the platform, and they always can contact us or me to give some guidance.
Okay, thank you. Great. So I again repeat, so it is watchchoice.tv.
Okay. Yes, correct.
And anybody can just log in, even the grandmothers can log in and create their own account.
Even your grandmother, yes.
That's absolutely good to know. And they don't have to speak Dutch. They can also do it in English or any other language.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
And there is also a website, and that's simply choice.be. Yeah? So they can also surf to the website www.choice.be. And there is also a link to the platform, of course, and there is also all the contact details.
Where is BE?
Belgium.
I know. We don't know.
In Bern, in Switzerland.
In Bern.
Yes.
So, but thank you guys. It was amazing program, really. And I have still so many questions, but we will have to do it next time. Especially we didn't go about his book. Which
exactly.
For that, we should have another program on economics.
Absolutely.
Is that book, by the way, available in the market?
On Amazon, you find Good Money on Amazon.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Fantastic. Guys, I would like to give you a little gift from our side, a honorary membership on Chamomile, as well as Impact Leader Certificate. So just register on Chamomile and we will upgrade it. And okay. Certificate will be sent to you as well.
So, okay. Thank you very much.
You too.
Thank you for joining us today. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Enjoy. Bye. Goodbye.
They're Belgians. They're going to get beer.
Viewers.
This was really good because Belgium, you know, is just in the south of Netherlands. So we have a lot of jokes about Belgium, but I don't want to say that here. But with this, we finish our third episode of season 5. Please do not forget to subscribe to the channel. And the channel is easy. It's just youtube.com/SwissImpact. And you will be updated with all the recent informations. So looking forward to seeing you next Friday with another amazing guest.
And remember, you get more when you give back.
So always invest with impact.
Bye for now.
Bye. Hi, we hope you enjoyed this episode of TV show Swiss Impact with Banerjee's.
Make sure you check out the next one and also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Spotify, podcasts, and any of your favorite social media places.
And please subscribe to our channel so you know when we release new episodes.
And also leave us some feedback to help us grow this awesome impact community and join it.
We look forward to sharing the next episodes with you. And until then, you get more when you give back.
So always invest with impact.